The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to our show.
It's Being Here.
Which is what a lot of people would like to do, is actually be in their lives rather than get lost in all the craziness that happens. Anyway, today's show is called Who Are You Really? And that might make it easier not to get lost in the craziness if you knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So I think it's a great title. Who are you really?
And you know, I think listening is the perfect thing to start this program off. Normally we talk about listening. We talk about listening as a way of getting you into the current moment of your life. And if you actually listen to hear what's being said from the point of view of the speaker, an amazing thing happens. Your life transforms as a byproduct of getting into the current moment, which is pretty wild. You know, you don't have to do something to transform. Just by listening, that's enough. If you listen to hear what's being said by the speaker from their point of view, not whether you're listening to see whether you agree or disagree or already know what's being said, because if you're in agreement or disagreement, you're in comparison, and that takes you out of the moment. But if you just listen to hear what another says, that will bring you into the moment.
And by the way, this is kind of like Cracker Jacks. You know, you open up the Cracker Jacks and you get the little surprise
right,
inside.
Right.
The surprise answer that really supports you in the who are you really is the whole theme of listening. Because if you're listening to your internal conversation
as though it's you, you are it.
You are never, ever going to get the real answer to that. But listening to something outside your interpretation of what's happening in your life, but actually listening to the sounds outside the internal commentary, that is going to support you in discovering who you are, really.
Really. You know what's really wild?
What?
Is that we listen to our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and we believe whatever those thoughts are as though those thoughts are us.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty wild. And, you know, most of us have never stopped and pondered, how do you know what you know? I mean, where did you learn the things you believe to be the truth and immutable and the way it is? Where did you learn that?
You know, we were talking about it in our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. And one of the things that we talked about is enculturation, and that one of the fellows we knew in Bali, Indonesia, thought that his life wouldn't start until he got his eye teeth filed. And he
gave canine teeth.
And that's a ceremony they do there. It's a rite of passage.
In the Hindu religion there, that's one of the big ceremonies of life.
Very similar to, you know, a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah. I mean, that's something that should be done. It wasn't done for him, and in his mind,
what do they call it, confirmation or...
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of different...
rituals from different...
religions and belief systems that determine our lives.
But in his mind, he couldn't get married and he couldn't have his life truly start until that happened. So who are you really? If you believe something to be true, it clouds who you are. Because if you're listening to those ideas that were put in along with your enculturation process, you can be led very, very far astray.
You know, look, very few of our parents ever took a course in living in the moment, living a satisfied life. There were no college courses in that. I don't think there are yet college courses in how to have a satisfying life. There are different things about learning different sciences and learning how to make and manage money and such of that, but there's very little about managing the internal conversation you listen to and believe to be you. I mean, a lot of you out there are listening to this conversation, and you're thinking, if I could just quiet my mind, then it would all be okay. But very few of us realize that it's the same mind that's saying, if I could just quiet this noisy mind, I'll be okay. Who are you?
Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. I think it'll be a really good support idea or segment to support discovering who you really are. The first thing is that anything you resist persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. So,
well, and anything you don't like. Did we say we finish each other's sentences?
We didn't.
We do.
Because what happens is something, you will resist something in your day, it overtakes you, and you absolutely lose who you are because you get locked in a conversation about how you don't like something or you wouldn't prefer something. And what you resist persists, it grows stronger, and it eats your day, eats your life, eats your thought process, and eats up who you are.
Right. You'll never really get in touch with who you are if you're lost in the upset and anger of life not going your way.
Great. And then the second
is life can only show up exactly as it is in this moment of now. So how you are in this moment, how you're sitting, standing, listening, oh, we suggest that you just listen to the radio or the computer, rather than do other things at the same time, like answer your emails, because you'll miss the point of the show, which is to bring you into the current moment.
You're also likely to make a lot of mistakes on your emails, because you'll be toggling back and forth between listening and doing, and multitasking doesn't really work. Third principle, go ahead.
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if you actually allow your life to show up the way it does without judging how you're doing, how things are, and how you would prefer, but just notice how they're showing up, your life starts completing things and you stop creating karma going forward in time. Karma, you know, karma is the repercussions of incomplete life.
Absolutely. No two things can occupy the same mind at the same time. So you can either be living your life or you can be complaining about your life. And if you're complaining about your life, that's what defines you. That's who you think you are in that moment, whatever it is that you're complaining about. And that's very different than being here.
So, you know, I love the Helen Keller quote that life is either a daring adventure or nothing, because when you're lost in your complaints and your disagreements with how your life is showing up, it certainly is not a daring adventure.
Who are you really? You're a being.
A being. Not a doing,
mm-mm,
not a having,
mm-mm,
but a being?
Nope, and I'll tell you what. You're a being that gets encased in that very, very clever mind of yours,
which is constantly judging good and bad and right and wrong and how you should say what you have to say or if you should say what you want to say. There is no peace in your mind. It's all about right and wrong and good and bad and better and worse.
We have a caller on the line.
Do we?
We do. And
who is that caller?
It's Valerie. Are you there, Val?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, great to be here with you guys.
Thank you.
Nice to have you.
Thanks.
Welcome to our show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Clifton, New Jersey.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have a question about being hard on myself, because as you're talking, I find, like, I tend to get lost in...
So wait, let me stop you before you go any further.
Yes.
Say you are hard on yourself. Are you sure that's you, or is that a voice, a conversation that calls itself Val that you listen to?
It's the conversation. That's
yeah.
True.
But you see, that's the thing. You personalize and identify with your internal dialogue as though that conversation is you. And then it is.
Right.
See, once you think that what you are hearing, that those complaints about you to you, are you, then you are that. I know that sounds a little confusing, but it really is accurate.
That's really cool. I actually hadn't really looked at it or seen it that way, but I can definitely see it, because when that voice is going, and there is nothing else I could ever be doing than, like, complaining to myself or having that conversation. Because I tend to feel, and it's tiring, and it's very, yeah.
Well, Valerie, that's why most people want to meditate, because they think they can quiet that voice through meditation, because it has been said that meditation will quiet the internal conversation. It's not been my experience that meditators are any quieter than people who don't meditate. In fact, if you're meditating to quiet the voice, the first principle comes in, and that's that if you're resisting your noisy mind chatter, then that'll magnify it, because anything you resist persists and grows stronger.
But a person who is trying to quiet their noisy mind will generally hide from themselves how noisy their mind is, because they're judging the noise in their mind as if it's them and as if it's a problem.
I wish it were over already.
And
I thought I had this handled.
It's the noise of their mind that's saying, I need to quiet
my noisy mind.
Right. Right.
That's the mind saying that. That isn't the being. The being doesn't really care. The being is sort of like an observer in the fiasco called life.
Speaking of observer.
We're about to go to a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
All right.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Valerie's coming back, so why don't you come on back?
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Every week, indulge your spiritual side with Channeled Messages from Above. Host Catherine McCraw will perform mini readings on the air and feature a variety of special guests and topics that are sure to promote discussion both on and off the air. Catherine's guests include psychics and healers from around the world, and they're here to answer your questions. Tune in to Channeled Messages from Above with Catherine McCraw every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
By the way, for all of you in the New York area, we are back to Monday Night Alive next week, which is the 26th. And just a reminder for all those of you who are coming with us next year to Costa Rica for our Costa Rican Adventure 2011, the early registration discount is this Monday coming up, too, so don't miss it. We got the newest email a couple weeks ago from Shay, who's coming. And Shay is a short-order cook, so he's not like some of our high-level executives who attend who have lots and lots of disposable cash. And he got it all together to make his initial deposit on time. And Shay, if you're listening, we're very, very proud of you because we knew you had to rearrange things.
Really worked and produced it.
You betcha. And that's quite an accomplishment. So who are you really? You're a star. Okay, so we're back. You still with us, Valerie?
I'm here. I love that. Thank you. I mean, I forget sometimes that I don't have to work on myself, that I am, you know, this brilliant person. And I guess my question actually was about getting out of my own way and, like, taking myself less personally. Because, you know, during my day, people will say they're going to call and they don't, or they'll say they're going to come show up somewhere and they don't. And for a while, you know, it's like, oh, I wonder what happened, but then I move on with my life. But if I do something that in my eyes is, you know, if I'm late for something, or then I am really hard on myself about it. And then,
well, you're doing it again.
You're
calling.
I love it.
The voice in your head, I. You say, if I'm late, then I, the voice in your head. Did you ever notice that you have a thought to do something?
Yes.
And then you speak to yourself about it, saying it. So you have an impulse, okay?
Yeah.
Where you know something, you understand something, and then you, in your mind, then repeats it back to you in English. That's your main language. And it says it to you, if not internally, it says it out loud.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
I do, yeah, I have noticed that.
Yeah, that's just your mind. That's just the machine. You know, it's kind of like your life is an unfolding, like a movie picture, you know? Mm. And alongside the screen, or the film, is a soundtrack. That's why you can have Clint Eastwood speaking impeccable Italian or German or French when you watch one of his dubbed movies, because they just dubbed the soundtrack.
Right, okay.
So you have a soundtrack that runs along with your life.
And you think it's you.
That's right.
Whoa, cool.
So when you say, I'm hard on myself, I take it personally. I think that whole I thing, you have to start getting suspicious of that, Val. Cause and the other thing is, you don't get interested in how it your environment impacts you, so that whole conversation is very amorphous and floaty and changes depending on who's in your proximity. You come to Monday Night Alive,
yeah.
You see it. If you have somebody who's disgruntled in themselves and they get up and they leave at the break or they go out to use the bathroom, the conversation totally changes when that individual isn't in the room. They impact their environment.
Prove themselves right about their point of view. You will create your reality to make that voice you listen to right.
Ah, okay. Great. That's very cool.
You know, the voice looks to prove itself right all the time, if you haven't noticed.
Yes, that's true.
the other thing, just slightly in your question here, what I'm noticing is you want to have the question and the answer at the same time. You want to have it figured out. So you said several great things in the last, after we came back from the commercial. And as you talked, I saw Shia go to answer you, and then you kept talking, and then he'd go to answer again, and it kept moving because he was listening to you. He couldn't hold on to the impulse to interact with you.
Eventually, I got it back enough because that whole idea that you are that conversation, we need to punch some holes in that idea for you to have a life.
Okay.
Otherwise, that internal governor, if you will dictate your degree of satisfaction, how you express yourself, what you can say and how you can say it in public or even to yourself.
And additionally, Valerie, I feel like you're very frequently going somewhere. Mm. So when you go somewhere and you're not here, you're very prone to listening to that thought process rather than recognizing as you're communicating when somebody's not following you or if they have a question or if it's complete or incomplete. There's just a going somewhere-ness about you. I can't describe it any better than that.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
There's an impatience about
right.
you.
Yeah, you should have done more, better, or different by now.
And those are yes. the hallmark identifications of your mind. If you're thinking about more, better, or different, you're lost in your mind.
If you're comparing how you should be mm-hmm. to how you are, it's all change. Transformation
right.
is this whole other game where you get interested in what is right now, not commenting on what is, but simply seeing it without judging it.
And not getting interested to produce a result.
But getting interested to get interested.
Right.
To produce a result is the first principle in disguise.
It's that you don't like the way things are in the current moment and you want to do something to change it.
Right. Okay.
Where transformation is a non-judgmental seeing of what is, and the byproduct is transformation. And it's simply observing without adding anything to it. And the whole commentary, you're just so smart.
and all of you guys out there in listener land are so smart. I mean, you've got these incredibly fast computers you call minds. The only problem is you get lost in your mind thinking that what it says is true and thinking that if it's talking in your voice, it's you.
Right.
Guaranteed to keep you lost.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, Valerie, sometimes you say stuff to yourself that isn't true. It's just a random thought that your random thought-generating mind produces.
Yeah.
And you think you got to do something.
That's so true. Yeah.
You know, if anything, if you slow down to the point of being where you are in the current moment of your life, that would be enough for you to glimpse who you really are, the being of your human beingness. But it requires your getting interested without judging what you discover about your life.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Excellent.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, my! Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Yep.
All
cool.
right. Bye.
Bye. Who are you really? If you're not...
I'm handsome.
If you're not the voice in your head...
I want to talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Not my handsome, but you're not the voice in your head. You know, at my last birthday, I turned 69 years of age.
Right.
I'm healthier now than I've been in the last maybe 10 or 15 years. My cholesterol and blood work is better than it's been in maybe 15 years. I've lost close to 25 pounds, not that I was fat, my body is in better shape. I've been on a detox program that's gotten rid of a lot of these heavy metals in my body. And I have these thoughts that I watch that say that I should be getting older. But the reality is I'm getting younger. And my body, even though it's aging, you see, your body's aging is a function of your thoughts about aging. And when you think it's time to be old, you get old, rather than you be a living human being engaged in each moment of your life like life matters, like this is it, like this is really the show is a real show. It is not a rehearsal. Your life is not a rehearsal, and someday it is going to turn out. This is it. It turned out just like this. When you start living your life where you're a yes to how your life is showing up in each moment, then you have a life. Otherwise, life is just a complaint going forward in time, waiting for death. And by the way, there's no other options. You're either alive or you're not. And the more time you spend complaining to yourself about what you'd prefer than what really is in the current moment, that is wasted lifetime.
And life, as Shai was saying, quoting Helen Keller, life is either a daring adventure or nothing. And by the way, if you want to really get to know yourself, extend yourself to other people, talk to other people, you will have a much more expansive experience of you if you're extending yourself to other people than if you're trying to cogitate in the privacy of that morass called your mind.
Well, you know, it was Einstein who said you cannot solve a problem from within the system that created the problem. Well, each of us, our minds, our conversations that we listen to are all closed conversations. And they are the system that produced the problem in the first place.
Ah, but then again, there is being here. So we are coming back after the break. You come back too. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Network marketing is of vital importance in today's business economy. What if you could have direct education from an outstanding and successful master coach who's inspired hundreds of successful individuals across the country? Tune in to Creating the Energy of Success, the Network Marketer's Guide to Wealth with Frank Malander, the wise coach who has worked with successful distributors from six of the major network marketing companies as well as Fortune 500 companies. Listen Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
The You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Just wanted to let you all know, now that we've done these incredible courses in Germany, the next thing that we're doing is in New York City. It's a little closer to home for all of those of you in the United States. It's Transformational Time and Project Management on May 15th and 16th. And it's a very, very powerful course. I'm excited that we're doing it. I love the people who are coming. We have people coming in from Costa Rica. We have people coming from all over the place, and you are invited. If you want to know more about it, you can go to our website.
What I love about Transformational Time and Project Management is each of us have projects in our life, not only in our work life, but in our personal life. And if we were to be able to complete some of those incompletions, we'd have a lot more space in our lives to discover who we really are. See, most of the time we have, we're busy dealing with what's incomplete in our lives, and this course, Transformational Time and Project Management, is designed to allow you to complete projects in your life. Not that we give you that as an assignment. It's just,
but it seems one of those byproducts,
right,
so it just happens on its own.
Right. People come and then they report back that they did all that stuff that they've been putting off for 10 years.
All right. So we have another caller on the line. Should we take him?
Yes. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Where are you calling from?
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Jersey City.
Yay, it's a Jersey Day. How you doing, man?
Okay, great. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah. A question. Who are you really? I'm a woodworker. I'm a really professional woodworker. I 25 years experience, and I can turn a piece of raw wood into something beautiful. And
yes.
Each day I wake up, or each time I'm in the shop, and I say to myself, I can't do it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Me too.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to what Shai was saying to Valerie. You just said, I say to myself, I can't do it. So what is that? Is that you talking, or is that just a tape recording?
And see, when you stop listening to that, you can do it very well.
Yes, superbly, actually. And I surprise myself each time.
Yes.
Each time.
Well, maybe if you have that every day, you can figure that's just like somebody turned on the radio with the background radio. You can stop listening to it.
I have another suggestion for you, Tony.
Great.
I don't think it's unique to you, personally, that you have a conversation in you that doubts your abilities. See this voice in our heads. It started when we learned the language. And at that time, when we first learned the language, we were maybe 1 or 2 years old, we couldn't do things well.
Yeah, that's correct.
And
yeah.
So we have been programmed with this idea that we're not very good at certain things, even if we've developed ourselves and are very good at those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a fly fisherman, and I tie fishing flies. And I have this idea that I'm not very good at tying flies, yet I have tied thousands and thousands. I tie beautiful flies, and they're very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But doesn't mean that I don't have that very same thought that you do, that I'm not good enough or I'm not good at this.
Mm.
I an image for you, Tony. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Does your computer screen have a screensaver?
Yes.
So your screensaver comes on when there's inactivity.
Yes.
And in order for the screensaver to go away, all you need to do is touch a key on your keyboard, for instance, or jiggle your mouse a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Right. These thoughts, "I can't do it," are telling you that you haven't touched the key yet, that you're still in a state of inactivity. Because I guarantee you, if I were to ask Shia right now, and I'm asking you, once you actually have that piece of wood in your hand and you make the move to do something, the conversation of "I can't do it" no longer exists.
Yes, exactly.
Good. So you don't have to treat that conversation as a problem. It's an indicator that you are not yet engaged. And then if that conversation is there very long in the morning, it just means you aren't up to speed. All you have to do is get engaged and get to work. And that conversation, that it's like you have an iPod or an MP3 player, and every day the first song that comes up
is "I don't know how to."
I can't do it.
Shouldn't I grow out of it?
No. That's the conversation you listen to, thinks you'll grow out of it.
I have a question, Mr. Tony. You're a woodworker.
Yes.
Tell me, imagine now you've got a piece of wood in front of you, a beautiful piece of wood. What?
A piece of oak.
Oak, why not? Let's make it oak.
Oak is nice and grainy.
Yeah.
And Ariel's going to talk to you about the grain in the wood, isn't she?
Yeah, so let's see. I think you should be over the grain in this piece of wood by now, so I think you should sand it now till there's no grain left. What do you have?
Nothing.
That's right.
Yes, and the grain is set because it came from what came before.
Mm.
You can't change that. It's there.
Now, whether you listen to that conversation or not, that's what's critical, Tony. See, whether you don't go ahead and do the job because the voice said, "I'm not good at this, I don't know how."
Mm.
Look, Tony, you've attended our workshops.
Yes.
Do you think I know how to lead a workshop?
I do. Yes, that's why I keep coming back.
Yes, but my dear man, you got to know that I have a conversation almost every time I stand up in front of a group of people that says, "I'm not good at this. I don't know how to do this."
You know what's really funny? When we're driving into New York City on a Monday, for instance, if Shia's sitting next to me and says, "You know, I've got nothing to talk about tonight," I know that's going to be a great night. Because it's first of all, when we're sitting in the car, he doesn't have to have anything to talk about tonight.
Because there's nothing for me to talk about, because I don't have things to talk about until there are people there.
Mm. And so one of the things that we've learned to do is kind of decodify that conversation. And whenever that conversation comes up, "Gosh, I don't have anything to talk about," usually there's just a whole lot of stuff on tap that needs to have a group of people in order to pull the lever. So out comes up out his brilliance. So I love it when he tells me he has nothing to talk about.
Wow.
And so that's like you saying you don't know how to do woodwork when you have 20. You went to college in woodworking.
I'm actually standing around in an office that has
all kinds of your woodwork.
It's populated with beautiful
things and file cabinets.
And oak.
And they're oak, right.
There's lots of oak, and I'm so glad you didn't file it all down to nothing, because it
holds
my files.
I get lost in my thoughts, and when I start, and while I'm doing the woodworking, I don't have those thoughts at all. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing, Tony. There's such a thing called inertia. And inertia is gravity. You know, things at rest tend to stay at rest unless they're acted upon by an outside force. So you have to overcome that inertia to get your car up to speed. It requires more gas to get it going. You have to get you going. Once you're going, then things go easy.
Yes.
But it's that pushing yourself to start. And that's the thing with most people. Most people don't like to be told what to do, even by themselves.
Yeah.
I also, you know, in speaking with Valerie and speaking with Tony so far, I'm starting to identify something that's slightly different about how Shai and I tend to live and go about our days, is that in general, we're not conversing with ourselves about our lives. We're not conversing in our minds about, do I want to, do I feel like it, am I good at this? There's a more, the eyes come open in the morning, the feet hit the floor. It's less like, oh, God, I have. That's more how we are operating. It's less talking about and more direct. And when you talk, you think it's you talking to you rather than you're just inactive.
Right. So you're having a conversation, you think, with you about what you're about to do. But the reality of it is you haven't started to do it yet. So this voice comes in to plague you and tell you you're not good enough.
And I think it's very, very difficult, too. And I, you know, once I get started, it's very easy. You know?
Yeah, there probably was a time when it was very difficult. You know, when you first start the learning curve on anything, any skill set, things are more difficult, and that's when that gets recorded.
Well, you know something, Tony, I love it because, you know, I have to replace an attic fan, an exhaust fan in the attic of our house because the other one is making a lot of noise, and I think that it's going to burn out eventually. So I already went to Home Depot and got the attic fan to replace it with, but I'm having this conversation that I don't know how to do it. Now, I haven't started it yet, and I'll discover how to do it. I might have to ask you which color wires is the hot and the wire on the electric part of it. But other than that, I can do this thing. It will be easy. But until I start, I always think it's going to be difficult. So the game, Tony, is to just do it. Do the Nike thing, you know? Just do it.
Speaking of just doing it, we have to go to a break. You available to come back with us after?
Sure.
All right, everyone, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
If you have issues or concerns, there's a very good chance that you share at least some of them with other women. Tune in to a program that focuses on empowering women in a variety of relationships, whether it's marriage, dating, or even an affair. The mother-daughter team of relationship therapist Agatha Moeller and Jennifer Moeller will answer the questions you have and get you back on the relationship track. Tune in to Empowering Women, heard live every Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, on Seventh Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
By the way, I've been really impressed with the people who've called in lately, and the shows have been going great. And I know that those of you who are listening to the show, you get touched by different episodes. And I'm suggesting that when you get touched by an episode, you think of who in your life could benefit from them, and you send them a link so that they can listen to the show as well. It really makes an impact when you have people around you who are centered and who are living a lifestyle of possibility and excellence as opposed to a lifestyle of complaints. Complaints are communicable disease, and transformation and well-being is a communicable ease. And so I'm suggesting that you share the show. Hey, Tony, you still there?
Yes, I am.
One other thing that I noticed that's been really useful for Shia, and I think the two of you, your minds work really similarly, is that, like, right now, we're on the show with you. Tonight and the rest of today, we don't have it scheduled for him to do the attic fan. So he's not going to be doing the installation in his mind while he's not doing the installation.
Yeah, so in other words, I'm not thinking about how I'm going to do it before I get there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe an hour before I get there, I'll climb up on the roof and I'll look and see what it'll require, and I'll see if I have all the tools I need to do it, and I'll do that. But I'm not thinking about that attic fan whilst I'm having a conversation with you.
I see.
So,
and you can spend a lot of time worrying about what you haven't started yet,
yeah,
rather than just waiting until you start.
So, for instance, you're far better off being with your wife in the evening when you're with her rather than worrying about the projects that you have on your plate for the next day. If you put them totally away and you walk in the door to your factory, you may be surprised at the new ideas that come to play, how rejuvenated you are, and how much less time it takes you to get started than it has in the past, if you let it go when you're not doing it.
Yeah, I see that exactly. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Excellent. Hey, nice talking to you today.
Thanks for calling in, Tony.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, we have another caller.
Yes, we do. Heidi, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Ah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, we thought we lost you.
I thought I had lost you, too.
Okay.
All right. So, who are you really? Oh, my goodness. That is such a question, because just recently I've been realizing that there is another me.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, I had a situation where I realized I could have gone the path of anger, and I decided, no, I have a choice of not going there.
Is this the Q-tip incident you
yes.
were talking about on a recent Monday night? You have
yes.
to tell the listeners, because it was such a neat story. I know you can do it in a timely way.
Okay. I took my shower in the morning, and by the time I got to the office, I had a little water in my ear. So I decided that I needed a Q-tip. So I went to the medical service, just two floors above from my office, and I went to the nurse, and I asked her for a Q-tip. She said she would not give me a Q-tip. So I was surprised, and at that moment, I felt a rush in my body. I was like, I could have really gotten angry, but then she came up with an explanation. She says, you should never put a Q-tip in your ear. If anything, put a Kleenex, and then, you know, the water will drain. But it was amazing how I could have just gone down this path of being right.
Yes.
And I saw this other option.
Right. So wait a second. You see, you said something before that caught me. You said you decided not to.
Yes.
I don't think you decided anything. I think you saw another option.
Right. Absolutely.
Because in the past, when you've had that rush and you're clear that you're right, you haven't really had an option but to exercise that right.
Exactly. Yes.
But you've been practicing the skill set of being present, and what started to happen is you've gotten control over your life.
You see, and what's really interesting, Heidi, is that you work at the United Nations, and you've worked there for, what, 37 years, is it?
That is correct.
Wow.
And you know, like, that's a place that needs what you've discovered.
Yes.
That's a place where people need to learn how to let go of their point of view to hear another point of view,
mm-hmm.
and not engage in their mechanical predisposition to get upset when things don't go their way.
And that's what I'm discovering, these mechanics. And it's just amazing to be able to see them and to almost stand beside myself.
Yes.
And see how it could go one way and how I have another option of it going another way.
Yes.
Isn't it fun? It's almost like a movie rolls out. If you were to do the get angry, argue with the lady over a Q-tip.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you every single listener on the show has lost it.
Over something just as
silly as a Q-tip.
Absolutely. And this is magical. This is almost like freedom.
It's not almost like. It is freedom. It's the freedom to be who you really are. See, the being doesn't really care about Q-tips.
Mm-hmm.
The being doesn't need to fight over petty things to be right.
The being doesn't even really care that you have water in your ear.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it'll put up with it.
You know, not that I like to get ill, because I don't. But there have been times where I have gotten sick, gotten the flu or something, where I haven't had enough energy to deal with the normal day-to-day minutiae, but I also haven't had the energy to have the petty objections to life that can crop up in my thought processes when I'm in full faculties. So if it's raining or it's sunny or it's warm or it's cool, it's a little more like, there it is, as opposed to a conversation about whether or not I like it.
Yes. And it's, for me recently, I have been seeing my choices. I can go into complain mode or not.
That's so amazing, Heidi, because you see, there was a time in your life that you didn't have the facility you're talking about now, this mm-hmm. facility of allowing yourself to see the way your mechanical nature is designed and then not have to engage in that.
Yes.
That's remarkable, because you see, most people never achieve what you're talking about. That is the basis of enlightenment.
I am, like, blown away by it.
Yes. Congratulations.
I tell you, Costa Rica this year was a real turning point for you.
Absolutely.
You see, but you have been investing in looking at your life. You know, there was a young man who came to Monday Night Alive this week who had the most amazing tattoos on his arms.
Yes.
They were, like, masterpieces of artwork. I never considered tattooing as body art, but when I looked at this guy's arms, I was amazed, and I asked him how long it took for them to do that.
Yes.
And he said, well, one arm was a conglomeration that took place over time, but one was a project that took 9 months, where he went 2 hours a week, or every 2 weeks he went for 2 hours for 9 months to have this work done. He made this huge investment in his left arm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've made a huge investment in waking up, in freeing yourself from the mechanical nature of life, mm-hmm. in discovering that you're not the conditioning and programming that were put into mm-hmm. you growing up in the particular culture you grew up in.
Right.
You're starting to really, that investment is paying off in how you're being these days. I'm just thrilled for you, lady.
I am walking around with a smile on my face. People come up to me and they say, what is it, you have a new boyfriend or what? Or they'll say, why are you so happy? And it's like, I am enjoying life. I'm having a ball.
That's awesome. And, you know, our show's winding down but as for today, but as you're talking, Heidi, I'm standing across from Shia, and I can see it happening for you as well, that you're not aging, you're youthifying. And it's lovely that
really?
You're getting your life right here, right now.
And it's the same circumstances that you lived in and worked in for the last 37 years.
Absolutely.
Circumstance. You still work at the United Nations. It's not like it's something you've done different. But you know something, my dear? We have to go.
It was lovely having you with us today.
Yes.
Lovely having all of you with us today. We'll be back next week, so why don't you all come on back?
And don't miss
being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.